Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we talked about a lot of quarterbacks that we won't see. Joe Flacco will be sitting on the bench. Looks like Lamar Jackson might be benched as well with that hammy issue. And then tomorrow we got Thursday Night Football. Hey, Brock Purdy, he looks like he won't be playing with that toe issue. And the Rams, well, they're looking good. The Rams are 3-1. Matthew Stafford is looking good. Man, it looks like they might be on a Super Bowl run, maybe to maybe really knock off the Eagles this go-around. Joining us right now is someone who covers all sports in Southern Los Angeles, especially with those Rams. To talk about with the Rams, what we've seen so far, what we can expect the rest of the way, here with us right now from the Associated Press is Greg Beecham. Greg, how are you, man?
I'm good, JR. How are you, man?
I'm very well. I appreciate you taking the time and joining us. We heard so much in the offseason about Matthew Stafford and his back. No back issues now. So far, so good, huh?
He's looking pretty good, yeah. I mean, it's like he said at the start of camp, they were resting him to keep him as healthy as possible for the season. And anybody who's ever had a bad back knows it's fine until it's not. And he's been in pretty good condition the whole season. He's been sacked, I think, 8 times, but nothing really serious. He hasn't taken a lot of damage. He's got a decent offensive line in front of him. And he's dealing, man. I mean, you look at Puka's numbers, you look at Devontae's numbers, you can tell this is a quarterback who's doing really well at the peak of his powers and getting it done.
Yeah, he is not playing any games whatsoever. And then when you got a guy like Puka Nacua who happens to be out there, he basically leads the NFL in everything having to do with a wide receiver. How is he able to do this year after year after year, especially, well, we know he's had the injuries here and there, but when he's on the field, he's a brute.
He's got magic powers. That guy is an incredible football player to watch. It's a real pleasure for Rams fans and for NFL fans in general, just to see the way he approaches this game. And the way he approaches it is as a very physical receiver who will run to contact, who will even initiate contact and not just sit back and wait to get hit. He's not the best at avoiding, you know, damage and the things that shorten a guy's career, and he'd be the first to tell you that because he loves that part of tackle football. He loves getting into it. He loves grinding for extra yards. He loves trying to break tackles, and he just brings this mentality that not only affects him, but it affects the offense. It affects the entire team, really, when they see Puka making that extra effort, when he gets open, does the things necessary to move the chains, score touchdowns, and even to block for his teammates. I mean, that's the one hallmark of Rams receivers from the start of Sean McVay's career, from Robert Woods all the way down to Puka now, is that they block. They block really hard. And Puka's the avatar of that. And he's done a really great job this year. The numbers are jaw-dropping. Part of that's because he's got Devontae Adams on the other side who draws a lot of attention from other teams' defenses. Frees him up just that little bit, which is all you need for a star receiver to do the kind of stuff that he's doing through the first 4 games.
Greg Beecham is joining us here from the Associated Press out in Southern Los Angeles. You mentioned Devontae Adams. We know he's always used to being the number one. He knew what the situation was going in. He's having a good year to start so far. How great is this for Matthew Stafford? They're both big wide receivers. They're different in regards to their style and their play. But how has Devontae overall fit in Los Angeles with the Rams?
He's fit in great. I think this is drawn up exactly how general manager Les Snead hoped it would. Like you said, they provide a good physical, talented counterpart to each other. They have different games, but the thing they have in common is that they're open a lot. They're really precise with their techniques. They know defenses inside and out, and they know how to get open. And Matthew Stafford is a quarterback who, you know, is not at his physical peak, but he's still extremely good at what he does, and he's smarter than he's ever been. He's seen more than he's ever been. When we talk to him during the week, we'll ask him about a particular route. He'll say, I don't think I've thrown that since I got here on a play. And he can remember pretty much every play that he's run in the last 5 years with the Rams. And just the fact that he knows everything that's going to come towards him, every defense that you can possibly throw at him, and then have two guys who are at elite Pro Bowl level catching passes from him. They've had that before with Cooper Kupp, but Cooper had a lot of injuries in the last 3 years, ever since his Super Bowl MVP year. Devontae Adams is a guy who doesn't really get injured and for any significant amount of time. And Puka's had some injuries, but he's 100% right now, just roaring down the field. So it's a great combo for the Rams, and it's worked out really well for them so far.
So Greg, you mentioned that Super Bowl year. I remember if we go back, we think about that defense and all the names that they had on the defense. We know those guys are long gone. They have reset the defense. We got guys like Jared Verse, and now they're moving him all over the line of scrimmage. You got Byron Young, who already has 5 sacks on the year. How well have they retooled on defense with all of these youngsters? I mean, they were going all in and screw the picks, but they've been able to kind of take some picks and rebuild here.
That is really the most impressive part of this rebuild, don't you think? I'm amazed by how quickly they were able to get a defense together after, you know, getting down to the point where they were down to the studs more or less. They traded Jalen Ramsey. They were starting over at a lot of positions, and then Aaron Donald walks away before last season. So it's been a complete rebuild. Like you said, the roster looks completely different now. But what they did was they built around the defensive line. They had two straight drafts where they drafted four above average, you know, front seven players. They got Kobe Turner and Byron Young, and then the next year they got Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. All four of those guys are playing a ton of minutes for them. You know, they don't really care about inside linebackers. They hire whoever they got. They got Nate Landman as a free agent. He's done really well for them so far, but that's not really where they focus their attention. And then they've got two really good safeties, which I think gets overlooked sometimes on this defense. They've got Quentin Lake, who's kind of a do-it-all. You know, he'll guard a guy. He'll play the back. He'll step up and tackle in the run game. And then they got Cam Curl, who got to show out last weekend with two interceptions, but is in general just a really good down-to-down, hard-hitting safety. Their defensive backs, their cornerbacks are not the most impressive group on the team, probably the least impressive group on the team, but they've made it work together overall. The fact that they've been able to put up the numbers that they have with a completely new roster, completely new defensive coordinator. Chris Shula's in his second year. The last 2 years have been very impressive.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what else to say about it except wow.
Greg Beecham is here with us from the Associated Press. There's so much positivity surrounding of the Rams. We saw them push the Eagles last year in the postseason. Let's just get to tomorrow first. The 49ers are seemingly going in the opposite direction. They are dealing with injuries. They are in a similar reset, moving on from a lot of their veterans trying to go younger. Purdy is not going to play tomorrow. Should we expect an annihilation?
having watched this series, the entire careers of Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, you cannot expect an annihilation. You can't even expect a win for the Rams, really, even though they've won 3 in a row, just because Kyle owned his little brother Sean for so long in this rivalry. 9 out of 10. The only win was that coin flip NFC championship game for 4 straight years. I mean, five straight years, honestly. Wow. So they've won 3 in a row now, but one of those games was all backups. It was the final game of the previous season. And then last year, you know, the Niners have had injuries. They had a bad year last year that a lot of guys were hurt. They're so hurt now that I don't know how it would be, you know, how you could look at it in a vacuum and just say they can compete. I mean, you're down your quarterback. You're down 2 star receivers. You're down your tight end. And you're down your best defensive player. That's ridiculous. I mean, NFL teams are not built to withstand that kind of attrition. Having said that, you know, Kyle Shanahan has always game planned very well against Sean McVay's team. And Sean McVay will say it's just another game. He'll say he has nothing but great love and affection for Kyle. You know inside of him that he really wants to win this game, because that's a guy that he admires, the guy that he worked with, that's a guy that they're still friends with. And that Sean's a competitor. He wants to win. So I can't expect an annihilation. I also think the Rams just have the numbers on them this time, particularly on a short week in terms of the health. They're largely healthy. They might be down their right tackle. We're not sure. But other than that, the Rams have all the pieces they need to be successful, whereas the Niners don't appear to.
It sure as hell doesn't seem that way. When you think about the big picture outside of just tomorrow, do you expect these Rams to overall win this division and maybe sit down in the NFC Championship game?
I think they've earned the right to be the favorite. By the way, they won the division last year, coming from behind and rallying past the other three teams after their awful start to the season. I think Seattle has a very impressive team, and it looks like they're finally getting it together there. They've added Sam Darnold, which is a great addition, in my opinion, as a guy who also covers USC football and knows that Sam Darnold is a good quarterback. But, you know, it's too hard to tell what's going to break down and what injuries are going to come up, all that kind of stuff. But I think the Rams have to be the favorite just because they're the defending division champions and they're looking really good so far. I mean, they were a block kick away from beating Philly. You know, they had to come back late to beat Indy last week. But this is a team that can contend on both sides of the ball with the best teams in the league. They've got a tough schedule. They've already played a tough schedule against some really tough running backs, some really tough defenses so far. And they've come out of it 3-1 with a chance to go 4-1 on a short week. So I think they're the favorite. Whether that comes down, you know, whether that plays out over the next 3 months or whether they stay healthy enough remain the favorites is what remains to be seen. But yeah, I mean, I think they've earned it.
Greg Beecham is here with us, covers all things sports in Southern Los Angeles for the Associated Press. Now, having given us a preview for the Rams and rest of the season, I'd be remiss not to ask you about the Los Angeles Lakers. They just had their media day. I mean, LeBron is telling us the same thing over and over again. LeBron, we know you're closer to the end than you are to the beginning. Aren't we all? Do you think he's going to – well, not this year. I expect him to continue playing past this year. But do you think he's going to hang up his sneakers, his kicks, as a member of the Lakers, or is he just utilizing whatever leverage he thinks he might have?
Listen, we're all guessing at this point, and I do think that he's very happy living in Los Angeles. I think his wife and his daughter are very happy living here. I think it comes down to whether the Lakers are a contending team, which is basically what Rich Paul told everybody in July, you know, when LeBron picked up his option. If the Lakers remain competitive, if Luka stays healthy, then they will remain competitive, obviously. I think he's happy to be here. I don't know that he needs to uproot his life and make the change that it would be to go chase a ring somewhere. That really seems kind of beneath LeBron. Having said that, if the Lakers fall apart, if guys get hurt, if Luka gets hurt for some reason, I don't see why anyone would object to LeBron, you know, going back to Cleveland, going to New York, wherever the situation was right for him to chase a ring. I don't think this is his last season. I think he'll play another one. We don't know for sure. He may not even know for sure, but he's playing so well, it would be a shame to walk away, you know, if he's still at the height of his game. But in terms of, like, staying with the Lakers, I think he's here until the situation becomes unfeasible, and I don't have any reason to think it will. I mean, they could be really good. Luka is in phenomenal shape, as you've undoubtedly seen. They've got a better roster this year than they do last year. And last year, they won 50 games, and they won the Pacific Division. If they hadn't run into a really hot Timberwolves team, who knows what might have happened. So I think he's here, and I think he's happy. And just if things stay the way they are with the Lakers, I think he will retire here. But all this is TBD, and it's subject to Luka's health, I think.
We'll see how things certainly run. Oh, things are always busy in Los Angeles. Greg, we appreciate the time. Tell everybody how they can follow you and all your work with the AP.
I'm on social media at Greg Beecham, or you could go to apnews.com/sports, and all the stories are there. And I got a lot coming up, a lot going on out here, as you said, back-to-back, everything, baseball playoffs, Lakers, everything overlaps this time of year, JR.
Hey, keep him busy. It's a great time of the year. Hey, Greg, we'll catch you down the line. We appreciate the time.
Thanks. Take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.